Well, let's get back to what I promised would be the case. We're going to be talking with Itamar Marcus. Itamar Marcus heads up an organization called Palestinian Media Watch. Their website, PALWATCH, PALWATCH, PALWATCH.org. He covers with his team what the media is really saying, the electronic media and also the printed media. What they're saying to their people through the Palestinian media is very important for us to understand. Itamar, this last week, they had what they refer to as Nakba Day, Nakba, the Arabic word for catastrophe, and they do it on the 15th of May each year because of the fact that it was on the 15th of May, actually Friday afternoon, the 14th, when Ben-Gurion stood in Independence Hall there in Tel Aviv and announced to the world that Israel was a state among the nations of the world. And according to the Palestinians, this was a catastrophe. And they endeavor to try to do violence and demonstrate all across the state of Israel when this day happens in a purpose for what? I mean, what are they trying to do? Bring down Israel or just make a demonstration to the world?
No, today it's part of a much broader plan to deny the legitimacy of Israel's creation. The Palestinian Authority, until today, denies Israel's right to exist. And the way they deny that is not by criticizing or mourning Israel's getting Judea and Samaria in the Six-Day War or Jerusalem in the Six-Day War. They mourn Israel's creation. And this is their message to the world. Israel has no right to exist. This is their message to their people. Israel has no right to exist in any borders.
So thus, then, they are saying, wait a minute, this is Palestine. There should be no Jewish state. We want them out of here. And thus, as they have done for the last 65 years, they've been involved in an armed struggle, and they keep encouraging their people to do that. Do they not, using the Palestinian media?
Absolutely. They glorify terror. They glorify the people who've killed the largest number of Israelis. Just today we noticed, and we'll be releasing this bulletin tomorrow, that on another Facebook page of a Palestinian organization, they're glorifying now Wafa Idris, the first woman suicide bomber. So the Palestinian Authority's message is that Israel has no right to exist, and therefore, in the name of justice, they have a right to kill every Israeli that they want, man, woman, and child.
Do they believe that this is going to enhance their possibilities of having a Palestinian state? They claim that they did have one, but they've never had a Palestinian state, have they?
They haven't had a state, and they believe that this will enhance their ability to have a state, and I'll tell you why they think so. If they would come with logic and explain to people that there should be a Palestinian state, nobody would have ever listened to them, because there never was a Palestinian state in history. The majority of the population of people who call themselves Palestinians came from originally from neighboring countries. They had no Palestinian Arab identity. They had an Arab and a Muslim identity, but never something Palestinian. The only way they're able to convince people to listen to them and take them seriously is by killing in the name of a so-called Palestinian entity, by doing terror in the name of a Palestinian entity. And people assume that if people are willing to kill and be suicide bombers in the name of a Palestinian entity, well, it must be true. It takes away reasoning and it takes away logic, and that's why terror is successful. People assume that if terrorists are willing to go to such incredible lengths, they must have some reason for it, because people assume people are like themselves. Unfortunately, in this case, it's not true at all. There is no justification for this. But this is the way they've succeeded in getting world sympathy.
It seems to me that this desire by the Palestinian people to have their state, to rid that piece of real estate from the Jewish people and the state of Israel, has been somewhat hampered by the division between the two factions of the body politic, Hamas, which is in the Gaza Strip, and Fatah, which is there in Ramallah, which would be just north of Jerusalem. However, I hear that there's a statement been made by both representatives of each of these factions that within 3 months they're going to be able to form a unity government. And I've always been aware of the fact that they say if we can reunite we can defeat the Jewish state. First of all, is it reality they may be able to bring a unity government between Hamas and Fatah together? And indeed, is that the danger? Should they come back together, they'll be fighting this armed struggle in concert.
It's been a number of years now. I can't remember the first time that they said that they're going to reunite. I don't believe they'll reunite. The Hamas will never give up its strongest point, which is its military might.
You know, this is going to be an ongoing conflict that we're going to continue to cover. Bible prophecy talks much about it in the book of Malachi, the book of Ezekiel chapter 35, the little book of Obadiah, talking about these peoples in the last days who kill the Jews and steal their land. And that would seem to me to indicate we're talking about the Palestinian people. But what I would like to say to you is I'm very excited about how the mainstream media is starting to pick up on some of your reports. I was reading through an article published in the United States, which had a report about a United Nations representative posing with a map of Palestine, but it was missing something, the state of Israel. Now, this is a condemnation against the United Nations, is it not? But it's reality in what the Palestinians are probably trying to propagate throughout the entire world.
Absolutely, and it's ironic that the United Nations gets criticized for when its officials have posed with this map. I don't understand why no one's criticizing Mahmoud Abbas when he does it, or when his people does it, or when this map appears in all the offices of all of ministers in government. The people that Israel has to make peace with is not the UN. We have to make peace with the Palestinian Authority, and it's a. Everybody recognizes that when the UN does this, it's a violation of any possibility for peace. Why don't they realize that when the Palestinian Authority does this, they're also showing their true colors? So I'm glad, like you say, that the world is making a story out of this when the UN does it. But why are they ignoring it when the PA does it? It's just it's so much worse than the PA does it. They're bringing up an entire generation of children not to recognize Israel.
Talk to me. Answer that question you just asked. Why is it they are not promoting the truth and reporting really what's happening there in the Palestinian Authority? What do you think the world is thinking about?
I think the world has come to expect so little from the Palestinian Authority. And I think that the reason is very simple. The Palestinian Authority, by using terror, as I mentioned earlier, is claiming victimhood. They say, we are victims, and people feel sympathy for a victim. If they go out and they shoot and they kill and they say, we're doing it because we're victims, people feel sympathy for the victim. That's just the way people are. People like to, well, they're really not victims, except of their own leaders. But people are willing to accept things from a victim that they won't accept from anyone else. We even see it in the American court system that if a person is convicted of rape, but they can prove that they were raped when they were young and they were a child, etc., that is considered a reason for giving them a lesser sentence, an extenuating circumstance. So a victim gets sympathy. That's what the Palestinians have done through terror. They've convinced the world by terror, not by reason, that they're victims, and therefore the world accepts everything that they do, whether it's terror glorification, whether it's denying Israel on the map. People accept the things that a victim does.
And I would then say, and I want to see what you think about this, if the world continues to do that, it's only going to enhance the continuing effort of an armed struggle by the Palestinians to wipe out the Jewish state of Israel, is it not?
You're so right, Jimmy. There's no generation as hateful of Israel today as a generation of Palestinian children growing up today. If the people who lived through the creation of the State of Israel know that they're lying when they teach victimhood, the young children don't know that. They really believe that Israel was created in sin. They really believe that they're victims from the moment they're born because Israel exists. And they're going to spend their entire lives, certainly a larger number of them, trying to destroy Israel. So I would say we are farther today from having peace with the Arab local population who call themselves Palestinians than we were since any time since the creation of Israel.
Wow, what a very profound statement. Itamar Marcus, he heads up a team called Palestinian Media Watch. They do monitor the electronic and printed media of the Palestinian people so that you and I, friends, can understand what they are really saying to their people. Itamar, thank you so very much. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll have to talk again down the line. Talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks very much. Bye, Jimmy.